For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Dining out in Memphis is as much about geography as it is about taste. That's especially true for those who like to support local restaurants. We tend to think of what part of town we want to be in as much as what kind of food we want to eat. Last year, commercial appeal food writer Jennifer Biggs started a series called Eat the Street. One stop was Summer Avenue. She went looking for the kind of mom-and-pop restaurants that might surprise you with the cuisine. This year, she has done it again on a street that few people might think of as a culinary destination. I joined Jennifer Biggs recently on one of her trips down Germantown Parkway in search of good food.
There are cars all around you when you're out here on Germantown Parkway, so, and your seatbelt's not on.
Yeah, I better fix that.
Put on your safety belt.
Why did you pick Germantown Parkway for this trip?
Mainly because I was out here not too long ago with a friend who lives in this area who says, oh, you know, come on, try the food. And I'm like, oh, why do I want to go out there? It's nothing but chain restaurants. So I decided to drive it and see what was here and counted over 40 small, independently owned places.
Jennifer Biggs, where are we headed today?
Well, Christopher, we're going to go to a place called Brazil Flavor. We're going to definitely go by there and try some pastries, and then we're going to go to the Cordova Farmers Market and look at all kinds of different and interesting produce.
The name of the store is Brazil Flavor. This is a small grocery, but we sell a lot of stuff from Brazil.
People will be surprised, I think, when they read the story. How diverse it is here. You do have to look for it. It's not like driving down Summer and you can just pull in, you know, this parking lot or that parking lot. Here, instead, you have to pull in this strip center or that strip center, and then you'll find it.
Cordova Farmers Market International. I did not even know that this is out here.
Well, you're in for a treat. You're going to see things that you have truly, you're going to have no idea what to do with them. Let me tell you, while we're standing right here, one thing about limes, I cannot imagine why people buy limes at a grocery store where they're two for a dollar, three for a dollar. Here, they're 15 for $2 today. If you take nothing else away from this, take away that. Buy your limes at a little ethnic market and get nice, juicy limes at a great price.
If you're going to make a trip all the way out here to this farmer's market, what are you looking for?
Well, I come here for the produce. One thing that I'm always, let me just say, all the way out here, we do think like that, but you know, I live in East Memphis. So
it's all about perspective. This feels like the Netherlands for me.
This is hardly, how long did this take you?
I live downtown.
I know, but from your office, you were here in 5 minutes,
ten minutes,
and so you're out here anyway.
Well, Jennifer, are you surprised that I made it back in one piece?
I can't believe you made it back all the way 5 miles away, Christopher.
We both made it back. Jennifer Biggs is here with me in the studio today. Jennifer, as a food writer, what for you were the biggest surprises about the kinds of food that you can find on Germantown Parkway?
First of all, I was surprised by the numbers of locally owned places. There weren't 40. There were more than 50. You couldn't see them, you know, the first time. That's the whole point of this. You don't know they're there.
Now, for a lot of folks, I think Summer Avenue probably has the bigger reputation for international food. But you can really eat around the world on Germantown Parkway.
You bet you can. There are Middle Eastern restaurants, Mexican restaurants. There's an Indian place, Japanese, Chinese, Thai, Vietnamese. But you can also get, you can go to a Brazilian restaurant, you can go to a Colombian restaurant, and there's an Ethiopian restaurant there too.
All right, so let's tell everybody what they really want to hear. What restaurants do they need to go to? What foods do they need to eat?
All right, you have to go to Ethiopian restaurant and coffee, and you have to go have the coffee ceremony. It's just so much fun. There's incense, there's wafting smoke, there's roasting coffee beans. It's the best $5 or $6 you'll spend. I loved the Stromboli at Three Guys Pizza. I mean, that was, it's this huge, you know, just a big old Italian stuffed
pastry full of cheese and ham or whatever you want, but it was great. The feijoada, which is a black bean stew with all kinds of pig parts at Brazil Flavor, is delicious. And the Derek Tibbs, which are almost like Ethiopian fajitas. Think of them that way. At the Ethiopian restaurant and coffee.
It's called the Derek Tibbs.
Derek Tibbs, like a person's name is what it sounds like, but it's not. Number 11 and number 13 on the menu, I know, are both Tibbs, which are just like beef tips, tiny beef tips.
All right. Well, Jennifer Biggs is the food writer for the Commercial Appeal. Her story about all the great locally owned restaurants on Germantown Parkway will be in tomorrow's newspaper, or you can find it online at commercialappeal.com. Jennifer, thanks for joining us, and thank you for taking me on your food adventure.
Anytime, Christopher. We had fun.
No one else it seems ever shares my dream. Without you, dear, I don't know what I do. In this heart of mine.